fair to assume that this game has been circled on your calendar, so to speak?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it counts the same, but it's against, you know, the place I was for the past 4 years, a lot of friends, familiar faces on the other side. So, yeah, I think it's just, you know, human nature to be a little looking forward to this, probably a little more than, you know, just because of going against, you know, my former team.
What are you eager to show in this game on that stage, in that stadium against that team?
I don't think necessarily show any one thing in particular. I just would love to win. I mean, to get back to 1-1 would be is the ultimate goal. Doesn't really come down to showing them anything. I just want to have a winning performance and help our team get back to 1-1.
What were you pleased with in terms of your own performance? Like, what would you want to improve moving forward?
Avoid some of the negative plays on, you know, the first down sack was not good in that situation. You know, you're not going to be able to convert many of those drives, taking a sack like that on first down, and just find a way to score at the end of the game. Just, you know, getting down there on the 5 yard line, just got to find a way, you know, to get it in there. I think I executed what we wanted to do. We knew they were, you know, a bend don't break defense, and just to be patient the whole game. You know, even down 10, I was still just finding the completion and taking it, and I feel like that got us back in it. So just stick to the way, you know, I was coached, and stick to the way we wanted to attack them, and, you know, ultimately we got right there.
Mike, given that the Bucs haven't played a game since you last played, what sort of insight have you been able to offer on either side of the ball?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I'm familiar with their offense, familiar with their defense. I mean, I was going against them as a scout team every day. Last year, I mean, it was the first year Mike Smith was there, but, you know, it's different, a little different when you start when you break them down and start game planning them than when you're just going against them in practice. But, you know, a lot of things look familiar, but they haven't played a game yet, so, you know, I have to be prepared for anything.
So state secrets have been shared?
Yep. What's that?
State secrets have been shared?
I mean, I'm going to help in ways that I can, but, I mean, I don't have all the answers.
Michael, we asked you in training camp who you developed connections with. You said Cam and Kevin, and they're both gone. How challenging, I know you may do with what you have, but how much more of a challenge is it to develop a connection with what you have left and the challenge of just doing it with the receiving core you have?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, you know, I spend a ton of time throwing with those guys. I mean, every time we were throwing routes on air, I was throwing at Kevin and Cam, and fortunately those guys aren't here, but you know, guys like Josh Bellamy and Deontay Thompson and Kendall and now Trey McBride, I mean, guys are just going to have to step up, and we'll have to develop that chemistry as fast as we can because there's really, you know, no other choice.
And how much of a responsibility do you feel, especially for the first game, to be a little more mobile and give guys time to get open and make things happen?
I don't think that's, you know, I know what I do well, and I mean, I don't think that's – I'm going to try to be more mobile. It's going to stick to who I am and just find more ways to execute.
What's your timing and chemistry like with Marcus Wheat, just because he's been in and out so much, even going back to the spring?
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be, you know, another guy to get back into it. You know, we'll see when he comes back. Unfortunately, haven't been able to get a ton of work with him because he had, you know, two unfortunate injuries. But, you know, we'll see.
Who are some of the players that stand out to you on that Tampa defense?
I think it all starts with Gerald McCoy up front. The linebackers, Quan Alexander, Levante David, corners, Brent Grimes, Vernon Hargraves. I mean, I could go all the way down the list. You know, I have respect for a lot of guys, you know, a lot of their game. And but, you know, they have a good defense. They got a lot of spots where they're good at. You know, they rush off the edge with Robert Ayers, Will Golston, Noah Spence. I mean, there's a lot of talent on that defense for sure.
Mike, Cohen got twice the targets of anybody else on Sunday. How much of that was scripted? And then are you prepared moving forward that he's going to be targeted a little bit more?
Yeah, I think, you know, we wanted to find a way to get Tariq the ball because you see what happens when you get the ball in his hands. A lot of good things happen. You know, I think that's a better question for Dal, but I imagine he'll continue to be a big part of our plan just because, you know, he is an explosive player and can really help our offense.
Mike, 46-yard run, obviously, it's a pitch left. It winds up coming back right. Can you take us through your sort of vision on that whole?
You know, I tossed it and was just kind of carrying out my fake. you know, and then that's about the time we usually start observing what's going on. And I was expecting the ball on the other side, and all of a sudden, you know, the little human joystick starts coming back to me, and I'm like, well, I guess I'll try to make a block here. And I just got in the guy's way. I didn't even touch him, but, you know, that's the kind of player Tariq is, and guys have to be ready at all times for anything to happen when he's in the game, because at any given moment he might be cutting something back or popping out of a tackle. So guys got to, you know, really finish their blocks, because he's showing that he's not down until he's, you know, literally taken to the ground.
He was connected with him on that touchdown. He ended up getting a touchdown later in that possession. But how is he as a receiver going down the field? It seems like
he's really good. I mean, he has some natural receiver ability. You know, for being a running back, he does some things that when he splits out that is pretty impressive. He's got great hands. He's got big hands. And he's just showing that he can, you know, do more than just run the ball.
Mike, how seriously did you consider staying in Tampa? I mean, obviously the starting opportunity is a great opportunity, but they were giving you a pretty generous offer to stay there.
Yeah, I mean, I knew I wanted to be a starting quarterback, but it was I really enjoyed it down there. I have great relationships with, you know, the front office, head coach, coaches, players. Definitely a place that, you know, I wouldn't have mind staying, but obviously as a competitor, you want to go somewhere where you can play. But I have a lot of respect for a lot of people in that building, and, you know, I think they're going to be a good football team.
What were those conversations like, Mike, as you got closer to free agency? I mean, how badly did they want you to stay?
I mean, they definitely, you know, expressed their interest in it, but they also knew that it wasn't likely. So it wasn't a ton of conversation. I knew how they felt about me. They knew how I felt about them and respected them, but they also knew my eagerness to go somewhere to play.
How would you sum up your time there? Your first year?
There was a lot of ups and downs for sure. Didn't win as many games as I would have liked, but as far as just, you know, all the relationships built and learning more about football, it was a great experience and definitely one that I look back and say, you know, I enjoyed my time there.
You had, like, three coordinators and a bunch of different systems there. How did that prepare you or affect you for the opportunity you have here?
Yeah, I think you learn a little bit from everyone you're with. Different guys have different philosophies, and you kind of take a little bit from everyone. And I think it definitely, you know, prepared me, because you kind of start combining people's thoughts and plays and schemes and all that. So, yeah, three different coordinators in 4 years, and, you know, I learned a ton from Dirk and the offense that they're currently running right now.
What did Dirk do to make his quarterback's life?
He makes it simple. He does a great job just expressing it in a way that kind of clears the mind of the quarterback and just kind of black and white. He doesn't make it gray at all. You know, this is what he expects out of you. This is what he expects out of the play. And I think he just does a really good job making it simple.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Thank you, Mike. Yep. Thank you, Mike.